Welcome back. It isn't a case of food like Nona used to make. It's food that Nona is making. I would have the greatest faith that my Nona could have walked into any kitchen and whipped up a wonderful sugu, a rich melanzane, a hand-flipped gnocchi, or pepperonata and salsiccia. Sadly, she can't do that, but there is a rather unique restaurant where this does happen. And just imagine a whole bunch of Nonas in a restaurant cooking up your meal. Joining me on the phone from Enoteca Maria in Staten Island is owner Joe Scaravella. Buongiorno, buonvenuto, come sta?
Good, how are you?
How are you doing today? Thanks for joining
Very
me.
Very good.
This is kind of a unique idea, Joe. You don't have one chef. You've got a whole bunch of nonne in there cooking up for your customers. How did this happen?
We have actually eight of them, and it's very comforting for me to have all these ladies. You know, my grandmother's gone, my mother's gone. So these ladies, they fill a very important space in my life.
Yeah, I bet they do. And they fill up your tummy, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
What was the inspiration for this? Did you have the idea from somebody else? Did someone approach you? What's the technical details there? How does it work?
It's basically growing up in an Italian family, having this all my life, and knowing what it's really supposed to be like, and just wishing my grandmother was still here, and wanting to get this idea out of my head, I opened this place. We were open 2 years in March. March just passed. We were 2 years.
And what's the reception been like with your customers? Do they raise an eyebrow? Are quizzical? Do they think this is just a great idea? Have you had good feedback? Have you had lukewarm feedback? What's it been like?
Well, the people are going crazy. Their story actually broke in Italy, and we're getting so much communication from Italy. The magazine, the O'Donna, they want to do an exclusive story. I have women from Italy that want to come here, and they want to cook here. I've coined the phrase assimilation vacation, and we actually have some women coming in October. It's all beginning.
That's wonderful. I have my grandmother was from Agrigento, and I noticed that you've got Teresa from Agrigento, Sicilia. When they come to your restaurant, they have a particular dish in mind, or they have a whole menu in mind, or is there a sort of, how do they purchase the goods that they need? Do you supply them with that? Do they bring their own? How does that work?
Well, knowing food and loving to shop, I fill the place maybe five or six kinds of meat, you know, six or seven kinds of fish, different pastas, a dozen different vegetables, herbs, and they basically, like, they're walking into their kitchen, they open the refrigerator, they see what's there, what strikes their fancy, and they prepare the menu. They come in at about 2. By 3 o'clock, they know what they're going to make. The girl takes the menu from them, and we post it on the website, and we print out the menus, and that's where it begins.
How many tables in your restaurant?
It's not a very big place. We max out probably at about 37 people, but it's very intimate. It's cozy. It's the best possible way it could be. It's much bigger than this. I don't think you'd get the same feel. And people love this place. They love the feel of it.
Do the Nonas get it? My Nona used to run her kitchen, rule her kitchen with an iron fist. Well, maybe inside of a slight little light velvet glove, but it was an iron fist under there, and she was pretty strict about things. Do you ever get a Nona who comes out and sort of it gets kind of cranky and orders people around, or are they pretty well behaved?
Well, the oldest one here, Nina, she's closing in on 80 years old, and she's the toughest of all of them, and she rules the kitchen with an iron fist, but she's a really nice lady, and she speaks no English at all, and my Italian is not good, so I have a little difficulty speaking with her, and she comes around. They all, you know, we have an open kitchen, so the Nonas all come out, and they talk with the patrons, and, you know, if there happens to be a table with Italian-speaking people, they love to talk to Nina, you know, but it's that kind of a place, you know. You get to meet the lady who's making your food.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I want to direct my listeners to your website too, and I've got it linked up on my website because there's some great photos here with the Nonne all holding various kitchen utensils and looking pretty imposing. And I'm going to direct people to take a look at that. Those are great photos, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, my photographer Glenn DeCroco is masterful at capturing that feeling, and I love him. He's a great photographer.
Well, I want to thank you, Joe, for taking... It sounds like you're in the kitchen, and it sounds like things are getting ready to roll there for, I guess, for lunch and dinner and whatnot. I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here in Kitchener.
Andrew, I hope one day when you're in New York, you come to see me.
Well, I certainly will, because I want to see what those Nonas are up to.
We'll have a good time.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Andrew.
Joe Scaravella owns Enoteca Maria in Staten Island, New York, and check out the Nona pictures at enotecamaria.com. Well, that's just about it for the show today. I want to thank you for both being here. What do you think, Rachel? You think your Nona would fit in there, or your grandma Nina would fit in there to hammer out?
I can't wait to go for dinner.
Wouldn't that be lovely? I think it's just hilarious. The photos are great. And they just remind me so much of I can just see that grandmother, anybody's grandmother, just they know what food is, they know what their kids like, they know how to serve people. It can be a really fun occasion, I'm sure. Now, look at before you guys go, you got to play the game with me. This is called Dine and Dash.
All right.
7 questions, rapid fire, no thinking, reaction, say pass. We'll start with Nina. Favorite pizza topping?
Mushrooms.
Pineapple.
What food makes you gag?
What are the pea pods?
Nothing.
Not
I like
good.
Food.
Do you use a microwave at home?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Favorite TV chef?
Don't have one.
Yeah, no. Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver. He's cute, isn't he?
He's cute.
Most important kitchen tool?
I have a tiny little spatula for, like, flipping things. It's. I cry when I can't find it.
Okay.
Just a nice stainless steel spoon.
Yeah? Okay. Your favorite comfort food?
Ice cream.
Popcorn.
Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Sweet.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Andrew.
I want to thank all of my guests today, Joe Scaravella, Nina and Rachel from Bailey's Local Foods, and thanks to Deanna Roslin of Food in Canada magazine for providing food-related material for the show. And thanks to operator Andrew Sheeto for his assistance at the controls. For these show contacts and others just like them, visit 570news.com, go to the show's page, and click on The Food Show. Remember that you can also listen live on the internet. Join us next week for more food and fun on the radio. Remember, eat wisely and eat well. I'm Andrew Coppolino. Thanks for joining us for The Food Show here on 570 News.